track 5. We are now going to jump from holidays and birds to mermaids and magical swords. Here is Maggie Secker with two strange stories.
Norfolk has many wonderful tales of the olden days. EDP writer Stacia Briggs has collected some of these. This month, we will hear about two fantastic legends. The second story involves an Excalibur-like sword from Wynfarthing. We start with a fishy tale and a visit to Sheringham. The Sheringham Mermaid. It's a whole new take on the concept of a siren call that saw the tables turned on a mermaid lured to the shore by the sweet singing of a Sheringham congregation. The 15th century pews in the 900-year-old Church of All Saints in Upper Sheringham tell the fishy tale of an unusual visitor to the village who has left her mark on this corner of North Norfolk for all to see. There, on the bench end of the pew, closest to the north door, is a not-so-little mermaid, a formidable-looking siren of the sea, immortalised in carved wood. Legend has it that the mermaid was drawn to the church from more than a mile away by the sound of heavenly singing and, despite the encumbrance of a tail, dragged herself laboriously from the beach to the churchyard. With the service still in full swing, the church beadle unceremoniously slammed the door in the face of the sea princess, leaving her floundering outside. "Get you on out! We aren't having no mermaids in here," the beadle hissed. But mermaids are made of stern stuff, and a mile and a half is too far to slither without a sit-down. As soon as she was able, she crept into the back of the church and can still be found there today. The Magical Sword of Wynfarthing. It was the Excalibur of Norfolk, a magical sword which helped women rid themselves of terrible husbands from the safety of their village church. A legend in Wynfarthing near Diss claims there was a duel between two knights who were fighting over the same woman. One knight killed the other, and fearing retribution, sought sanctuary in St Mary's Church. The knight of Wynfarthing lived to fight another day, but left his sword, the murder weapon, in the church, where it became a relic and was said to boast supernatural powers that could bestow miracles on the worthy. Thomas Becon, writing in 1563, spoke of the good sword of Wynfarthing and said the weapon was visited by pilgrims who would leave offerings, bow to the sword and kiss it, in order to receive good fortune. Becon was born near Thetford, around 15 miles away from Wynfarthing, and heard the tale of the magical sword from a young age. The sword was visited far and near for many sundry purposes, he wrote, but specially for things that were lost and for horses that were either stolen or run astray. It also helped with the shortening of a married man's life, if that the wife was weary of her husband. Weary wives, it was said, could set a candle before the sword every Sunday for a year, missing not even one, and the situation would be dealt with. This fascinating folk magic was sometimes linked to St Uncumber, the patron saint of women, who wished to be freed from abusive husbands, and whose own commitment to avoiding marriage saw her grow a beard overnight to repel her intended. Becon's account of the magical sword in St Mary's Chapel is the only one which remains, and links the sword to a thief who hid in the church rather than a knight. The villain, he adds, had managed to escape through the negligence of the night watchman and escaped leaving behind his sword. Placed in an old chest in the church, the sword was afterward, through the subtlety of the parson and clerk of the same parish, made a precious relic, full of virtue, able to do much, but especially to make fat the parson's pouch. The sword was once displayed in the South Aisle Chapel, and there is a theory that it was visited by pilgrims whose donations funded the majority of the building work carried out on the building in the 14th and 15th centuries. All that remains of the sword today, which disappeared after the Reformation, is a stained glass window which illustrates the legend in memory of Alfred and Frederick Cole, erected by Sidney John Cole in 1957. On his excellent work Norfolk Churches, Simon Knott writes, "Today the sword itself is lost, gone astray like so much else in the Holocaust of the Reformation. But what became of it? Perhaps it was melted down. Or perhaps it was buried and still lies under the ground somewhere in the fields of South Norfolk."
Thank you, Maggie. I must admit, I thought St. Uncumber was a leg pull. But I looked it up and I was wrong. She was also known as St. Wilgefortis. And there's an icon of her in St. Mary's Church in Worcester in North Norfolk, beard and all.